welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Kimmer, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we are looking to formally debut a subsection of the con. It is going to be Cass's Indie Spotlight. Today, we're going to look at Mid-States Wrestling, but first, we have MLW News. Handful of matches are being announced for Super Fight February 3rd in Philadelphia, the 2300 Arena. Two matches for the main card, and then one match for, we'll guess we're going to call it TV tapings that aren't Fusion, because Fusion's not a thing anymore, I guess. So, yeah. So, first match, arguably the biggest match, is a veritable dream match as Yuji Nagata from New Japan Pro Wrestling takes on Jacob Fatu. Blue Crush making his MLW debut with kind of a gatekeeper of MLW. Interesting caveat to this, though, is that Jacob Fatu referred to this match as his curtain call. So he is possibly laying the seeds for a departure from Major League Wrestling. And he is kind of one of the last, standard bearers of the company that held the company through the pandemic, which, if this is true, is a big loss for the company, especially back-to-back with the loss of Alex Hammerstone in the process, too. Yes, they got Holiday back, and they have, fast food breakfast sandwich in there as well. Alex Kane is still carrying the torch. That is the World Heavyweight Championship, but in terms of what we'll call a heart and soul of the company, losing Jacob Fatu is potentially kind of a big deal. Also announced for the card is the returning Davey Boy Smith Jr., who's been out with a bout of diverticulitis. He is back, and he has a tall order in front of him in the second gear cruise, one called Manders. The definition of a hoss fight is to be had. I'm certain that Manders will go down fighting in defeat to the returning Davey Boy Smith Jr. as a member of the WTF faction. And last but not least, for the TV tapings portion of the show, Filthy Tom Lawler will be taking on another part of the second gear crew, MLW Tag Team Champion Matthew Justice as well. So those are all the new matches have been announced for the show. In addition to CMML Lucha Libre Showcase as Místico, the original, takes on Averno, presented by Selena De La Renta. And the main event, Alex Kane defends the MLW World Heavyweight Championship with the first noted MLW World Heavyweight Champion, leader of the Bret Club, Satoshi Kojima. In other news, this week, well, it'll be it's Saturday, so hopefully, you're listening to this podcast day one. So tomorrow, if not, it's already happened, be sure to catch my review of it. But MLW Reload is Saturday, January 20th. This is the first official TV special that MLW is doing once a month. Looks like their current schedule of events is to have the Fight TV, Triller TV event, and then with the tapings that surround that event, we'll be having a second separate event airing free on YouTube and BN Sports. This will be taking the place of Fusion for the foreseeable future, I guess. I have a mixed bag on that, don't get me wrong, most indies run once a month or twice a month anyway, but MLW is kind of bad at keeping hype going when certain big things happen, and I worry about doing this every other week schedule if that will further halt momentum that MLW has gained with any specific event, but that is just my speculation, my conjecture, my worries. If you feel different, you're totally allowed to. I'm not going to really fight you that hard on it, really, because that's really small grapes overall. But yeah, if you disagree with it, be a real man and fight me in the comment section. I might actually fight sometimes if I'm feeling froggy or intoxicated or something of the like, you know, things like that. And last but not least, MLW has announced a new partnership with Australia's Oceania Pro Wrestling Forge International. Kind of like butchered that because that's what the headline said. Excuse me. It's just Oceania Pro. Australia's Oceania Pro, one of the premier independent wrestling companies in Australia. So we're further expanding the MLW partnerships, moving from Japan and Mexico now into the, now I can't remember the Oceania. There we go. The Oceania. My geography is failing me. The Oceania subcontinent as well. So those are the news of the week as of this moment. Of course, they like to drop stuff on Fridays when I, after this podcast, drops for everybody else, and they're like, here, have this bombshell to go along with it. So we'll see what happens from there. Continued expansion, further television specials. Unfortunately, this means no Fusion. And I've touched on this before, figured out what I was going to do with it. And I like being able to drop podcasts weekly. And it brings a nice routine to my day-to-day life. And as much as I would love to focus on MLW, obviously on these off weeks, there's not a whole lot to cover necessarily because I'm done in 5 minutes. And that's kind of a waste of your time, I feel like, because I'm not bringing you dirt sheet stuff. I'm not, breaking headlines or nothing like that. The other thing I really enjoy doing is perusing the streets of independent wrestling, finding smaller companies and giving them an extra platform to promote themselves, oftentimes without their knowledge until I tag them in whatever it is I'm doing. So I've been a champion of SCW Pro, obviously, which, by the way, MLW Confusion is sponsoring the Prestige Rumble, which is January 20th at the Bluegrass Coliseum in Bluegrass, Illinois. There we go. 7 p.m. bell time. I dropped an episode of athome.exe, and that's staying Patreon exclusive to give something extra for those who help support MLW Confusion. But I decided I want to give back to the wrestling community further, and focus on semi-smaller companies, give them a little bit of spotlight, get them some extra eyes on their product as well. Just because one, independent wrestling is the lifeblood of professional wrestling. And two, on a greedy level, everyone and their mother is covering AEW, New Japan, and WWE. WWE, AEW, New Japan, to a lesser extent, Impact/TNA as well. So how do you stand out? You stand out by doing different things. Yes, I'm cutting out a good chunk of the wrestling audience, but you know what? Fine. That's fine with me, really. This is the debut edition of the Indie Spotlight. This week we are featuring Mid-State Wrestling. They are a promotion in the lower Midwest, Western Mid-South-esque region. Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas is their stated territory. So I thought I'd give them a view because I really like their logo. The logo is kind of like the old WWF All-American Wrestling logo, and I dug that. So they have a program on YouTube called Mid-States Wrestling. They are currently on their first season. This is episode 11 tonight, so those of you who are playing along at home, go check it out. I'll try to remember to pop up a link on my main advertising notes on here. If not, if I forget or whatever, it's, just go ahead and search Mid-States Wrestling on YouTube and you'll find it. That's what we're going to do unless I find something better or you guys yell at me a lot or, something else happens. So I'm going to give the spotlight to smaller independent promotions, starting with Mid-States Wrestling, episode 11 of Mid-States Wrestling. talk. Let's take a brief break. Let's go ahead and just take the pause for the cause now. Get yourself an energy drink. Be sure to use my code CAS for 15% off that order. Or, you know, get your own energy drinks, I guess, too. Whatever, man. I'll be right back. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CAS, you get 15% off your order. So, also, be like Cass, drink Raise Energy. All right, Mid-States Wrestling number 11. Announcer runs down the card here for tonight. It is the beginning of the tag team tournament to determine the first Mid-State Wrestling tag team champions. So we're going to have two matches tonight, two first round matches. And I believe these are the semifinals. This is also the first round. That's how we're doing things because I didn't do further research. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie. It was enough just to let you guys know like the company name and where they run out of. So, yeah, I'm no Gordon Solie. I'm no Mike Tenay. I'm not going to give you a history lesson on this part anyway. But yeah, so we have two tag team matches and we're going to start off the show with Muy Machos. They don't have names, individual names. They're just Muy Machos taking on the team of Toxic Masculinity, one of the most popular tag teams in Mid-States. Leave it to the South to have a tag team called Toxic Masculinity and let them be popular. Yes, cool. Cool. Anywho, Toxic Masculinity is a dual Johnny team of Johnny Dynamite and Johnny Lightning. So let's see how explosive they are and if they can make it to the finals. Muy Machos are in full body suits, similar attire, mostly run around the ring screaming Macho and Muy Macho. Toxic Masculinity have rock, scissors, paper to try to figure out who's going first. Muy Machos do the Macarena, which I'm not entirely sure how that works. But you know what, man? I'm down with the Macarena because I am stuck 30 years in the past. So I am totally cool with the Macarena. Either way, we have a Macho and Johnny Dynamite to start off the show. We have some chain wrestling and Machos immediately like malfunction at the junction and crash into each other in the corner. We go to break and when we come back, Lightning is tagged in, hits a neckbreaker on a Macho. I don't know, Macho number 4 or something, I guess. I'm just going to call both of them Macho, and I'm going to hope you're going to be able to tell them apart. That is what I am going to do here, ladies and gentlemen. So Lightning's in. He hits a neckbreaker, but one of the Machos tags and allows the team to take over. However, one Macho misses an avalanche to the corner. However, Lightning doesn't get to do a whole lot. Except eat a clothesline out of the deal. He does hit a Famouser out of kind of nowhere. 2 count off of that, but he can't keep the momentum going. We get an illegal switch while the referee is distracted because referees are biased and blind, obviously. However, we do get a hot tag to Johnny Dynamite, and he is a house of wax, sluggishly slugging both Machos before sending one outside the ring. Lightning tags himself back in, hits the sound of Lightning's super kick, and picks up the victory over Muy Machos. It was a fun little tag team match. I haven't done like any research, so I don't know if this is a reoccurring joke, Muy Machos, but I'm down for it. I loved them. I thought they were a lot of fun. And obviously the match was, you know, overall nothing spectacular on the Meltzer scale, but it, you know, did what it needed to do, give a fun basic tag team match that the crowd were behind, because the crowd were really behind Toxic Masculinity despite their name. Afterwards, they get a little interview segment. Didn't catch the interviewer's name on that, but ultimately Toxic Masculinity promises to give it all they got, and they are going to bring the title home because they've been a staple of the tag team division in Mid-States Wrestling. Our next match is, I have my notes in here that they were called the Fraternity, according to the on-screen graphic, but you will, like, never hear this name come out of commentary's mouth. It's Cannonball Matthews and Alan Jefferson, the Fraternity taking on Iron Mountain, Jack Legacy, and Duke Swellington. I will say Duke Swellington is probably one of the best wrestling names I have heard. However, he is no Ripped Studwell or Lance Factor, for that matter. Anywho, though, that's not the point. The point of this is that we have another first-round match of tag team action. Looks like Swellington and Jefferson are going to start. Swellington is just a little hoss dude. I want to compare him to, like, Puck from Alpha Flight. Except he's taller than Puck. He's not, like, 3 feet tall. But, like, he's just this compact little dude who's just wrecking things, just chucking people around. Specifically, this situation, chucking Alan Jefferson hither and fro throughout the ring. They tag Legacy in, but he really can't be bothered to pull both of his singlet straps up. Like, he came to the ring with both of them down and only put one strap up before the bell rang. Matthews is in the Cannonball. He's also a compact dude. Kind of built like Otis. Despite some of the theatrics, like, it turns out, like, he's kind of a decent amateur wrestler at times. Got some good strength to him as well, but he is definitely overpowering the slender Legacy. Though not initially, he hits Legacy with a big chop, and that just seems to make Legacy really angry. Got some clubbering in the corner, low blow as the ref looks away. Got, like, fooled by something on the other side of the ring. I call it fooled by biasness. That's the problem, because referees, once again, are biased. However, like, this bout of offense doesn't last long, as Legacy is caught in a big sidewalk slam, dragged to the ropes, and really bad cross faces. I can't tell if he is legit trying to do, like, cross face blows, or if he was just trying to, like, rub sweat in Legacy's eyes, because, like, they weren't hard enough to be really considered punches or forearms, but they also, like, it was a lot of, like, physical contact in the process for it. Anyway, so, like, barring that, a lot of tandem offense at that point by the heels, by the Fraternity, as Alan gets to come in and out, Cannonball comes in and out, Legacy gets some offense in, but Cannonball catches a big splash into the corner and turns that into a slam. Legacy fights back, but is caught with a belly-to-belly suplex. We get double hot tags off the deal. Tour of the Islands. Like, this is, like, the only person I've seen do the Tour of the Islands that wasn't Jeff Cobb this year, Duke Swellington. So they should just call him Duke Swellington, obviously, as well. Like, a misnomer of a name. Only gets two count, though, as Cannonball drops the elbow on Jefferson. Another batch of Malfunction of the Junction. Legacy and Cannonball are now fighting outside the ring. The ref is distracted. Duke Swellington is distracted. Alan grabs a metal clipboard and just donks Duke on the head, because evidently his one weakness is tiny metal clipboards to the back of the head, because that is enough to put him down for three. Your winners, and moving on to the finals, the Legacy. Interesting little match here. They had two combustible components that never got to interact. Like, Duke Swellington, like, was crazy strong. And then, you know, the Cannonball got to show some interesting offense for despite some of my misgivings about, like, his cross faces and whatnot too. And, like, yeah, we did get to see a lot of Cannonball, but, like, Swellington obviously was, like, the big hot tag guy, and, like, outside of his, like, brief spot off the hot tag, was, like, totally wasted, and that kind of disappointed me overall. Like, I wanted to make fun of it, because the team of the Iron Mountain was, like, just, like, two, like, 40-year-old looking guys, but Swellington, this dude swole as AF, because I am talking entirely too fast and tripping myself up. However, because of the shenanigans that cost Iron Mountain of the match. Swellington picks up and Allen and dumps him over the top rope onto Cannonball. Kind of catches him, kind of collapses, but the camera focuses on them as they're like, yeah, we're going to the finals. We're getting the titles, baby. And the show is over. Just cut. Quick show-ish. Interesting kind of like old school feel to it. Matches were entertaining. Like, they were basic overall. Like, but, you know, in this day and age, basic is never, like, a full-on bad thing with all the extra bells and whistles that people want to do with their 450 splashes and 630 sentons, etc., etc., etc. So it is kind of refreshing to see kind of, like, some old or older school sensibilities with it. And, of course, I am not going to disparage anything called Muy Machos and that Duke Swollington guy. Dude's legit too, got some crazy strength to him. But yeah, so check them out, they are on YouTube. So that was Mid-States Wrestling. Check them out on YouTube. So we're gonna wind down the show from here. I do want to point out before we get into the usual plugs and whatnot, that, you know, I am open to suggestions for, like, so if you have an independent promotion that you want to, you know, have on the show, shoot me an email, hit me up on social media. I do, like, want to put the caveat in there is that, like, I would prefer them to have, like, we'll call it a television show, so, like, some sort of, like, weekly broadcast type thing. It can be on YouTube, it can be on independent wrestling television, you know, it can be on Fight/Triller. I mean, it can be on another streaming service, though I will take preference to one on a streaming service that I actually have, because I'd rather not spend any more money on more wrestling streaming services. The wife might hurt me on that. But yeah, so you know, interesting. Go ahead and check them out. This was episode 11, so obviously there are 10 more episodes to check out. Get caught up on things. You know, but yeah, thank you guys for listening. You know, shoot me up, let me know if you got a favorite independent promotion that's a TV show you want me to give a shout out to and review. Like, I'll totally do it, as long as the line isn't too long. So we got these little breaks in between MLW in the meanwhile. So that being said, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for bearing with me as we just nonsensically just buck the system, change up the format, and just, like, do other stuff that isn't just MLW. Do appreciate it. You know, stay tuned for all the plugs, the best ways to help support this here podcast. Hit me up on the socials. You know, check out the Patreon. Get yourself some Confusion merch as well. All that sort of good stuff. And in the meanwhile, I'll see you all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and is hosted on Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network. You can check out the Major League Pod, amongst other shows, on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, as word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts such as this. My social media links can be found in the description below, but Twitter and Instagram are at TheNovaOfCass, TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual tip jar at www.kofi.com/Casanova. If you prefer more bang for your buck, you can go to patreon.com/Casanova, whereas for as little as $2, backers get access to the podcast early and ad-free, plus other weekly exclusive content such as athome.exe, the Patreon-exclusive podcast. So, join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn, Alan Schroeder, Alex McCarthy, and The False Prophet, and check it all out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merch at the Confusion Podcast Store on Teespring. For business inquiries such as ads and sponsorships, please email at rzkammer, that's K-A-M-E-R-E-R, @comcast.net. Thank you all for listening.